Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. This week we will be talking on winning the lottery because the jackpot has hit a record high of $1 billion, which means some lucky person could possibly become the world's first overnight billionaire. What would it take for that person to be me or Lori? Lori's not here yet. I'll wait for Lori to get on the line for me to talk about some of the awarenesses we've had around this. And, this is a very exciting topic, a very exciting time for us to be around. Still waiting for Lori to get on the line. One of the questions we'd like to ask you is, what would you do if you won the lottery? The $1 billion jackpot. Excuse me, I need to get some coffee in me. I was unable to announce this on the internet because it's so much earlier today. Lori, are you there yet? Sorry, dead air is a bad thing. So, who has bought a Powerball ticket? I bought my first ones for the other one. Hello, Lori. I see that you're on the air now.
Good morning, Danielle. You're a trooper. Yeah. Hi, everyone.
Yeah.
Happy Lotto Day.
I did an announcement of what we're going to talk about today, but I have I was waiting for you to like start asking silly questions and questions. So an awareness we had while we were talking about this, which was huge. I for the first time had an awareness of what it would be like to be a billionaire. I've been able to have the energy of a millionaire for years, but a billionaire was inconceivable. So we had the awareness that, you know, this lotto has opened up for it to be conceivable for people to become billionaires, which I think is huge, huge shift, and an overnight billionaire at that. So
yeah, I love that. I love our conversation that we were just discussing the lotto as we would. And, yeah, the energy of it, it's not just the lotto, exactly what Danielle said. It's like, you can get the energy, you can play with yourself, you can play for yourself. I just did a sex class last night, so go ahead, play with yourself as well. And the energy of being a billionaire. And it's like, oh, how fun is that? And how fun is it that the human collective, if you will, all of these people, $400 million was created in 3 days. And yes, we're all looking for our own agendas. However, how much energy is being created that we could create something, a whole new possibility out of this? Because it doesn't have to come. What if it doesn't have to come from the lotto? What if there's that much energy available that's been inconceivable?
Okay, so
yeah, go ahead.
Let me
go, baby.
Clearings. Everywhere that you've made the lottery, the significance and the answer and the only way you'll ever be a billionaire or a millionaire, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere it is still absolutely inconceivable for you to become an overnight billionaire, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what would you create in the world if you were a billionaire? And
such
everything that is
question.
and doesn't allow you to know, be, or perceive that, when you destroy and create all of that? We're right and wrong. Good and bad. Fun and pock. All nine shorts, boy. Beyonce. No, cat. Go away. Sorry.
That's right. Oh, here's one, Danielle. What, everywhere you've ever perceived or believed that being a billionaire, rich people are awful, terrible, greedy, selfish, and have clawed their way to the top, would you destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pot, online, church, boys, and beyond. Everywhere you would have the belief money is evil and you would lose yourself to money, you might have that as another clearing that is coming in. Would we destroy and uncreate that, please?
Yes. And if you feel that you're going to lose yourself to something, you're actually, go ahead, clear it.
No, go ahead. Oh, good, bad, right, wrong, pock, pot, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. Okay, go ahead.
Everywhere, like if you, I just got done doing a call with Julia Sotis, and she was saying if you feel that you're going to lose yourself in something, you're caught in the distractor implant of that something.
Mm-hmm.
So everywhere you're caught in the distractor implant of money is bad, money is evil, money is wrong, we destroy and create all of that.
Yes.
Good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds, and all of the what lies beneath distractor implants, everything that's beneath the distractor implants, we destroy and uncreate all of that too. Everything shook you and
yes.
hidden about that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Wow. 5
yeah.
minutes in,
should we talk?
I think I might be fried. Money.
That's right. Hey, should we talk about what distractor implants are? For people who
Absolutely.
Have no idea. Yeah.
Yeah. For people who think I'm
you
speaking
it.
German right now.
Yeah, exactly. That people think we're multilingual because we can talk so many different Greek. We can talk German. We can talk Hungarian and Aussie.
I can talk
all
Russian.
At once. Yeah. Cool. So distractor implants are where we – and people know this. Oh, that we just got distracted or pulled off. You have a thought and all of a sudden you're pulled off to the other side and you forgot it. And some people even call it the opponent. You're being distracted from God, which is yourself. And in the access modality, there's an awareness that we're actually have been implanted by someone else's just random thought, or even by walking by a television ad or a newspaper, and it's implanted, meaning stuck in your head. The energy, the thought, the idea, the agreement is put in your head, and then it starts running your life, and it's an unconscious energy. So that will keep you from creating the life you would choose. And it all goes back to choice. We get
yes.
to choose something new. Yes.
And everything is just a choice. Whether you think
yes.
money is evil is a choice, whether you want to be sad today is a choice, whether you want to be happy today is a choice.
Yes.
So, yes.
So all the distractor implants that have been nonchalantly locked into your body like eternities ago, would you like to destroy and uncreate those, please?
Absolutely.
Good, bad, right, wrong, talk, pot, all nine, church, boys, and beyond. And choice trumps everything. What choice? What would you choose? Would you choose to be a billionaire? Would you choose to be the expansive energy of a billionaire?
Hells yeah. Do you know how much I could change
yeah.
the world being a billionaire?
Yeah. And would you be willing to let go of all your trepidations and fears that I wouldn't know how to handle it, the lotto winners and we usually end up in the street and all that, would we be willing to step up to the energy, the expansive energy of $1 billion, and that we would expand and know that we could handle it, that we would seek out the advice, we'd follow our own intuition, our own knowing, our own awareness, and follow the energy to take us to the people who can support us, who can advise us, who will contribute to making the decisions, how to handle the money, where to place it, and let the money itself, oh, this is fun. What if the money itself, this entity energy from the lotto, has its own agenda? What if it wants to come to the earth? What if it's looking for the person who will communion with it? Now, this is really radical, looking at it opposite. What if that energy and that money wants to bring something to the earth, and it's just looking for the person who will communicate to it and will follow its direction, its lead as to how it wants to be brought into the planet. How's that?
Wow.
I know. That's
pretty
fucking rad.
What would it take for that person to be me?
Exactly. And then I'll listen to everything you say. I'll place you. I'll follow your lead. I'll be your slave, $1 billion.
Oh, yes, yes. Me too. $1 billion.
Yes. Yeah. I will contribute to the earth the way you would like to be contributed to. I think it's 1.5 billion now. I think it's 1.4, and I'll probably go to 1.5 today.
Yeah, I still haven't bought my ticket yet, so it's
yeah.
Got another $10 going in there.
Yep, exactly. I was waiting until after this call to buy my ticket. And I love that. Would we be willing, Danielle, would we be willing to be the slaves to the $1 billion energy and see where it wants to be led, where it would like to be placed, be the voice of the $1 billion?
I don't know if I want to be a slave. All of the projections, expectations, decisions, conclusions, computations, rejections, and projections I have on the word slave, I would like to destroy and create all of those. Right
yeah.
Around
oh,
in that
okay.
Puppy Talk Online, Shorts, Boys, and Beyond. Because I don't want to be anyone's slave.
Well, so right there, I don't want to be anyone's slave. You've just
I don't
want
to be anyone's slave. I already am.
Yeah, there you go.
So everything yeah. That is, destroying and created all,
so,
right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Because
anywho.
Listen to you as you sit there and your cat is, running the show. So what
he
do we mean by
away
slave?
You said that. He just walked away.
That's good. That's really good. Can we talk to people who's going into slavery? I love it. Would we talk a little bit what we mean by slavery? Because so everywhere, slavery. Does slavery mean to us? Of course, there's the master and the slave and everything, and there's still sexual slavery. All the really deep underbelly of slavery, all that that is, and everywhere you, all that that is, would you just join and create it all, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all nine shirts, boy, that's got such a charge on it.
I know.
Slavery, good, bad, right, wrong, pot, all nine shirts, boys and beyond. Let's see if we can lighten up slavery. Because slavery, don't when you live in a house, and the house, the plumbing goes, the roof goes, the electricity goes, you have electricity, the mortgage every month. Are you not really working for the house? Is the house really working for you in this reality?
No.
And your car, we have a car, but there's insurance, there's maintenance, there's gas, there's the car payment. So
getting new tires.
Are you not being a slave to the car? Weren't you just telling me you had to make a choice between your tires or your book?
Yeah. Yeah, I made a choice for the tires, too. I got them yesterday.
So are you, was there a choice in that?
I was slaving my motherfucking car. I know it. I hate it. I miss the one I own flat out.
Cool. Love ya.
Yeah. So I'm just bringing out because I'm getting pissed off right now. Let's destroy it and create it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Okay, everyone. Okay, we're on the air. Let's not forget this.
I have this show rated as R because I know I have a dirty mouth.
So that, my that, listeners, is a distractor implant. So it's all
yes.
the distractors of life. And that's where you totally resist. I'm not going to be a fucking slave. And then you look at your life. Oh, except for those tires.
You know
I
what? I'll be a slave to a fucking $1 billion then. I will be.
Thank
yes,
you.
I will
thank
choose
you.
That.
Yeah. Actually, because if you resist
it. I'm a slave to $1 billion in this house.
I know. So, and especially if you're willing to be, then that opens the space of all the distractors. It's the willingness to be a slave. Then you don't have to become a slave.
Yes.
And in some parts, we already, yeah. That's, so if you're willing to be a slave, then you don't get entrapped and locked into the resistance to be a slave, which then you can become more of a slave. But and everything that
yes.
is destroyed and create even oh, I don't even know what I just said. Good, bad, right,
yeah.
wrong, hot, hot, all night, truth, boys, and beyond. So, happy Lotter Day. So, what would you, so, how would you change the world? How would it change your own world?
Well, I'd be able to afford all the cocaine I want.
There you go. Yes.
I'm just kidding. I don't like cocaine.
Yeah. There was someone posed a question. What if every year January 1st you received, you knew you were going to receive $100 million for that year, and it was just guaranteed, just as...
Well, I know I'd never be sitting still ever again. I would be somewhere new probably every third day until I visited
everybody.
Yeah,
what would the energy be? What would your energy be? If you were guaranteed every year $100 million.
So what energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to receive $100 million every year for the rest of eternity?
Yeah, because
and
in short order, you'd be a billion. Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. After 10 years, you would technically have been through $1 billion.
Yeah, yeah. So you're right. I love that energy. What would you be doing? You'd be moving. You'd be exploring. You'd be learning. You'd be in the energy
my
of
my wonder
expansion.
Lust would be absolutely fed to complete.
Yep.
Yes.
You would be in, you'd be, then you'd have your attention put on, okay, where can I place this money? You know, what projects, who, what would contribute to the earth? Where would I? Sustainability has always been lurking in the back of my mind. Who would be a steward of the earth, and where would I contribute to them? You know what? I started watching the Shark Tank, and I was like, which I was always too superior to watch the Shark Tank, and I was like, oh man, they have really, you know, I see why people are pulled into it. It's they have business savvy. So I would be more of a student to business. I would be watching where and how to invest the money. I would be seeking out the most brilliant people to help me expand the money.
The thing I just had is you are way more prepared to be a billionaire than I am.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I'll have some of that, too.
yeah. And would we be willing to be prepared? Would we be willing to, what if it's all information and we just play with it? Energy. Or what if some of it went away? What if we asked it to come back? What if the $1 billion did have the consciousness? Be willing to play with it? Mm-hmm. I wonder how many people really look at the lotto as having a consciousness.
It not certainly many. Seems to I see most people yes. see it. There's a lot of unconsciousness around it to most people. Because, I mean, like, even flipping through Facebook, like, the people talking about, like, it's a scam. It's a scam. Nobody can actually win it. Donald Trump's just going to win it. So, everything that is, destroy and uncreate it all. Right
then
now,
wouldn't
I'm
that
bad,
be...
Cotton Pack, online, short boys. Go ahead.
What you perceive is what you receive.
Yeah.
Argue for your limitations, and there they are.
Yeah. So everywhere it is absolutely inconceivable for you to win the lottery, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Mm-hmm.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyond. And what would it take for you to win the lottery?
Mm-hmm.
What numbers? What are the numbers going to be? Can consciousness give me that? Can the $1 billion give you that, Lori?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, short boys, and beyond.
Cool. And would you be willing to be the most demanded item on the planet? And everything that is. Yeah, everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, online, church, boys, and beyond. And would you be willing to acknowledge you don't have to lose your life, your being, and who you are if you had $1 billion?
Yeah.
Everything that is, would you destroy it and create it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, lunch, for spores and beyond. Do you think we have time to do my favorite, the what does $1 billion mean to you? Clearing real fast, the four questions.
We have 10 minutes, according to my clock. So, yeah.
Okay,
go
do
ahead.
You have the...
You...
Okay.
I have it somewhere.
Good. Okay. I think I can do it. Okay, so truth. What does $1 billion mean to you? Oh, wait, it should be, what does winning $1 billion mean to you? Yeah. Everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yeah.
Bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. Truth, what does winning $1 billion, what do you mean to winning $1 billion?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Everything that is, destroy and uncreate it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. Truth, what does sex with winning $1 billion mean to you? And in this context, sex means receiving. What does sex with winning $1 million mean to you? Everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. And that is, we're looking at the energy behind it. And truth, what does... me have sex with me mean to winning $1 billion? Everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, all in, shorts, boys, and beyond. And I got the next layer. What truth? What does receiving $1 billion mean to you? Everything that is, everything that brings up, would you destroy and uncreate it all? Everything will allow that to happen. Would you destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, cut, pot, all in, shorts, boys, and beyond. Truth, what do I mean to receiving $1 billion? Everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Truth, what does sex with winning $1 billion mean to me? Everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Truth, what do I mean to receiving $1 billion? Everything that is, would you destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, pot, pot, online, shorts, boys, and beyond. And again, to the listeners, if you're still with us, it's we're clearing the energies behind that, and they're unconscious. They're not to awareness of the cognitive mind. It's all these points of views and everyone else's points of view of the $1 billion, winning $1 billion. And we want to clear those points of view out to give you the space of possibility to how easy it could be. And everywhere, again, that you've made it significant to the lotto, instead of it could come from billions of different ways. And this is what I'm excited about. The excitement of it is the potential that's here. What if the universe is ready to start gifting us all the money that we can receive? It doesn't have to be from the lotto, because that's who we are. We are abundance. We are wealth. We are kindness. We are nurturing. We are giving beings.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
No word. In space.
No.
Nothing but space.
Yep,
and
we're space.
The, your favorite four questions ripped a hole in my world.
Yay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And everywhere that doesn't allow us to be who we truly be, the nurturing, abundant, receiving, giving, nurturing, kindness, of contribution and communion, because really, if anyone who got, in my universe, if I had $1 billion, it would bring such joy to me, because there would no longer be, oh, do you need something? Sure. I'll be happy to give it to you. I do that even without money. So I would be, it would so much easier to be the being I am with money, so that I could give it to people at a whim. The energy that it is can flow.
When we were speaking the other night, my awareness of the of what it was like to have $1 billion was this. It was like this skipping child-like energy, where I just didn't have a care in the world, and it really felt like the industrial aura, for lack of a better word at this moment, of Michigan just dissipated. And everything that doesn't allow you to know, be, or perceive what I'm talking about, please destroy and uncreate all of it, right? Well, good and bad, Tom Clark, all nine shorts, and beyond. And I just got the 90-second mark. Lori can be found at www.living-in-magic.com, and I can be found at www.danielleclaudia.com. And please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/carousel of consciousness. Thank you everyone for joining us today. Good luck winning the lottery, and we hope to see who our next billionaire will be.
Exactly.
Have a great day, everyone.
All right. Bye. Happy lottery day.
Bye.